Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
And on that note, our next interview is here.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Keith Crutchfield from Flare Gun.
Nice, nice. Do you want to talk to our viewers and do a little introduction, tell us a little bit about the company?
Sure. I like where you guys were coming from. We're talking about bots or real life, so that's kind of what informs what we've done. Flare Gun's, at its core, is an experience enhancement studio.
Okay.
Built on an augmented reality-based platform where it's a social AR. We have a couple of key patents in this area where we help you find your friends at things like events and music festivals. Use the camera of your phone. When you're lost, you scan over, see where your friends are.
So it's like a real Find My Friends.
Yeah.
It is a real one.
It's called Flare Gun.
Flare Gun.
Flare Gun.
So you got that.
So you know where they are.
See what we did?
I see what you did. I like it. I like it. Clever
that
names.
That must be really intuitive.
We think there's two parts of it. Okay. One of them is on the fan engagement, experience enhancement. Take the stress down, safety issues, find your friends, find essentials. So there's a visual wayfinding component. On the business side, it's also for brand partners where we can monetize the airspace around people.
Okay.
So we extend inventory from advertisers into a digital space. We can make it spawn up anywhere. It's a cross-platform type of thing where we can just, built on a video game engine. And so we can make 3D models of products and connect content and information to the physical world and make it spawn up right around you.
Oh, wow. So, like, I've got my phone out and I'm looking, and then product will just be, like, in the room with me, but it's on my phone.
Yeah, we can make it pretty much anything show up and link through to content. AR, goes to VR stuff, simple web pages, whatever you want to put there. You know, we think about the fans first, and I think that's what you guys were saying, leading in, bring it back. I mean, we're really about helping people connect face-to-face.
Which and is awesome.
Our mission is to really improve how we connect in our culture. Hang out with your friends, not your phone, right?
Yeah.
So all the time that you spend at festivals, being lost or texting or searching, we are like fast-track that. Get to the fun. Go see the music, pay attention to the music, have fun. We're kind of there for you before the show, after the show, when you're trying to reconnect, regroup. Where you parked your car, where your campsite is, these kind of things. So we're doing something really interesting that we're excited about. That's later this month out at EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. This is the first year they're having camping out there. So we're partnered up with a company called ShiftPod, and that's these silver domes that were developed out at Burning Man. Become very popular. They're reflective for the heat, insulated for the cold, set up in about 90 seconds. Super cool. We're doing a thing out there where it's like 3,000 of those shift pods.
Wow.
So, it's a beautiful looking thing. They're building it out right now. It's stunning. So, inner flare gun, how do you find your shift pod at night? 3,000 of them. So, we have a system where you use the camera of your phone. You can find your shift pod. You can find where the shuttles are. You can find your meetup spot in there with your friends. You can, connect. So
how does the camera lead you to where you need to go?
It is from, that's part of our secret sauce.
Okay.
But, it's...
But, user end.
I can show you. It's a geolocation.
Does it, so it tracks, where you've been,
it's GPS.
Also,
no, okay. It doesn't track where you've been that way. It's more like there's where these either points of interest are or where your friends are, and...
So I pull my phone and I just move it around.
And you walk that direction.
I'm like, my pod is right there.
Walk that way.
And I'm going to...
That line.
But I'm using the camera.
Right.
And it's showing me in the camera where my pod is.
Yes.
And it's because the camera sees it, or...
That's our render engine part of it. What we do is that part. It's not a facial recognition. A lot of AR is based on different methodologies, right?
Right.
There's facial recognition, like on Snap. There's object... image recognition that makes things pop out. And those are cool and they're fun, but they're gimmicky.
Right.
And there's some kind of one-off sometimes. You see it, one and done kind of thing. Oh, it's cool, but I put it away. We're more about
put
the
a use to it.
it's a social utility.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really where, like, we're going to do something for you that really solves a pain point, that especially in event space, but it's beyond the festivals and events in our mind. It's just we see it going in everything, to tell you the truth. It's just early days, you know, and so we solve this problem for in an area with, like, okay, festivals is one thing, but also it's sports. Families going out to the beach. I mean, 280 million people a year go to the beach in the United States. I mean, if your blanket's here, you're trying to catch up with your friends, like, oh, wrong tower. You know, you're trudging up. You know, it's just finding that on the ground, face-to-face, connecting up. Anytime you really text, like, where are you? And you get that long chain of, oh, just drives us crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to speed that up and just get people. We think we have a inspired digital solutions for better analog life, you know. Mm-hmm. Get together, hang out, talk to your friends.
Right.
And security has really become a really big issue. Like, I mean, a lot recently. Like, if you're at a festival and you don't know where your friend is, you're by yourself. Or you need to find them so that, like, I don't know, maybe you need to leave or something. Like, it's a really big issue, I think.
It is. And
or even a campsite. Like, you don't know how to get back or, like, any of that stuff. That's all really important information to know because then you're just lost.
Right. You're not having fun. And, it, you know, from a, again, a user experience side, that's it's no fun. And it's stressful, especially young people, the first time that been out in that. Nighttime, you lose your visibility and your markers. You know, the same thing goes for, like, when people are doing that, they're not listening to the music, which is the most important thing. But they're not buying beer or food or merch. They're not engaging in the way. So the value out of those events really gets sucked from that part.
Okay, so walk me through this. So me and Danny go to a concert.
Yeah.
We high five, walk in two separate directions, giant crowd of people.
Mm.
We say we'll meet up after the concert. The concert is ended. There's 40,000 people. Mm. How does the app help me find her? Does she pull it out and just, I'm here. And then I pull the AR out, or I turn my camera on and use your app, and it uses the AR, and it shows me where she is.
It's basically the first version that we're going to roll out. This is, you know, the network has always been, you know, everybody's biggest thorn.
Like, right.
You know, it's gotten better over the years, right? We have it down to a very, very light data. It's ultra light. What we're going to do at EDC is it's a friend link. It's in that text, like, where are you? It's just an active link, and you click it, turns the camera on, opens up, and you'll see. You know, you can't share a pin between Apple and Android?
Yes.
Now you can.
I like this.
And it's a visual pin. Thing is, in crowds, and, like, it's not 40,000. We're talking 140,000. Okay? The top-down never works because you have to know where north is to go.
Yeah, you have to be able, and then sometimes you go the wrong way, and then it's just longer, and then
almost go the wrong way. Move. Almost every time I go the wrong way.
Yeah, like, and then they move.
I'm going to go this way, and I turn around. Yeah, so share that. All you do is just walk that way.
Right.
Like, point an arrow. It's like they're that way.
Just when you see it, see the marker in your in the lint.
What does the marker look like?
It's like
she's got my phone, but I can show.
Oh, yeah. If you want to,
could you pass me that?
I'm assuming it's kind of like the AR in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
How when you, like, move your phone around, there's like the Pikachu's there, and if you turn this way, you don't see him, but you go there.
Well,
it's right
there. I was just wondering what the actual visual of the marker looks like.
This is what we're doing for Beacon.
If you probably show it to the camera as well.
When you're trying to find your pod out there, you punch in a four digit and it'll just show up. But, you know, it's this. It's not there. It's here.
It's right there. So I just walk in that direction.
That direction. You know, if you want to, here's the meetup spot. Boop. Let's see. No, it's this way. But,
okay.
Oh, nice.
You can hold on
so
to
you
it.
So you put your meetup spot for this event.
Yeah. I just dropped that pin right here.
Yeah, you know, that's
so
awesome.
So just walk that way. I mean, it's that way, not that way.
Right. You know? And it's different icons for different things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we can, like I said, we can add anything to the environment. It's really kind of, that part's really cool. And from top-down map-based type things, but also, like, creative content. I mean, look, there's a lot of AR being created now. 99% of those things are sitting on a machine somewhere and never going to see the light of day.
Right.
So we have where we're going with this is from a flare gun standpoint is we're building out channels, the content channels with our partners. We're working with some key people in the event space, sports space. And it's kind of how you aggregate a lot of this content into a channel where you could go in, you could turn on the EDC channel, or an artist can run their fan club through their own channel. So when you turn it on, you get their version, their branded version of that content.
That's awesome.
So we're.
So you're in Alpha. How far away? I know there's the test is coming up. You guys are going to run the test.
No, this is live. This is real. It's real time. We're in our fifth year. I mean, Flaregun actually have been working on that since 2011.
Oh wow!
You know, came up with what we got the patents on in 2012.
Okay.
Really sought out to solve that problem at Coachella. You know, our business partners, our head of logistics for Coachella. So we've been able to work behind the scenes, learn what you need to know. There's a lot of rules and, you know, things to learn over the years that we've developed, and you just figure out how to make
it. Just adding it to.
Yeah, you gotta make it work in real life. I mean,
it's tech, so every couple months we just gotta update and add new stuff.
Yeah, we actually put our first version in the store in 2014.
Nice.
And so we're the first to market with it. And we were just so early. We didn't really, you know, realize how early we were.
Right.
And so that was something that we kind of realized, oh, hang on, just everybody chill. This is a marathon. This is not gonna be a sprint. You know, it's a great idea. But it was crickets. Nobody was at the party when we got there. We're like, oh,
aww,
shoot.
Yeah.
No, it was, so we're like, oh, this is going to be a longer ride.
And but now the tech is here to.
You know, it's still very early days.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a couple years away from mainstream. But I think the market is ready. People understand it a lot more. There's been things like Pokemon Go. Every company sort of has a miracle that happens. I mean, for us, that was a miracle. I mean, like, we're like, okay, people understand.
Right.
I went out and evangelized for years, and people are looking at you like, oh, there's stuff in the air, huh? Yeah, this is, you know, you're trying to explain it. Like, oh, my God, they just think I'm crazy.
They just don't understand.
They don't understand it yet. And so once everybody saw the Pokemon, they're like, oh, yes,
like,
that's
now
what
it
we're
makes
talking.
Sense.
Yeah. We made it work then, and we knew it would work. It was just about scaling it and getting it to a point where you can get tens of thousands of people on it at the same time. And so we're excited about the future. We've enjoyed being here at Collision. It's been awesome, and sharing ideas and, you know,
networking and
networking and doing that kind of thing. I mean, the Alpha program, we've really appreciated, you know, being a part of it. We were invited last year. It just wasn't a good timing for us. So we feel like we're a little bit, you know, kind of down the path, but we still like meeting everybody and exchanging ideas and, you know, where things are going with the blockchain component. We have a blockchain component to it that that's it's just great to share the ideas with so many bright people. It's nice.
Awesome. So if our listeners and viewers want to find out more information and want to follow you and download the app and all this other stuff, where can they go?
I think they should go to flaregun.com. What we'd like to do is have people come in and be a part of our beta program, our beta community. That's really what we want right now. We are going to do a bigger launch. You'll see a couple things to look at.
Okay.
At EDC, when we push things out to the store, you'll see Beacon, ShiftPod Beacon. So we're doing a white label version with our partners for this, and this is going to be one version of it. It's kind of more event focused.
Okay.
And then in the coming weeks behind that, you'll see us roll Flaregun flagship out.
Okay.
So in between there, if you want to be a part of our beta program, that's really what we need.
Yeah.
It's like, go to flaregun.com. Please sign up on that form. Just send us your information. We'll put you on our test flight. We want to hear back. I mean, we're listening. We're working on it. We think we've got it down to this really simple idea, but we want to hear from people, and that's the way you learn. You know?
Will this end up being free for the user?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Finding your friends will always, I mean, what we do is we solve that human problem. Where we make money is in the airspace around everyone.
Right.
So it's an advertising platform, but it's a branded thing that we think is so cool that people won't mind it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it really does something for you. And I think we strike that balance. But we are a people first. Everything is like about that experience. I mean, we're music people. We want you to not be lost. We want you to go see the show and have a great time. And when the show's over and you're regrouping, we're there for you, you know.
And how exactly will the advertising work? Will it be like, oh, someone walked in and they're with this company and, like, then an advertisement pops up? Or is it based on, like, the geolocation?
It's kind of like, it's based on the geolocation. It's like, when you're looking for your friends, it'll be a little, it's
like a billboard or.
Yeah, check it out. I mean, so this is something we did. This out for Coachella years ago. But let me see if I'll show you what you want to see. Like, you know what a JBL Pulse is?
Oh, okay. So it'll just show you, like, the...
That's the ad, and you can walk up to that. It's relatively about 15 feet tall. It's a content player behind it. You click through, and you can add, you know, a brand or partner like that. You know, and especially in really, like, high-quality environments, they're not allowed, you know, they pay these fees to come in and be sponsors, but you can't put up a sign,
right.
You know, get the banner. Especially, you know, aesthetics are super important. You know, I mean, you don't want your, you know, physical world cluttered up with that kind
right.
of stuff. No, but I mean, I don't like it. But brand partners have a challenge. Like, how do we get people to look at our stuff?
Right.
So we can do that. We can extend that inventory that they would sell. It's a sign. It's a product. It's a experience. We can link anything to it.
And it's because it's an AR, it's still kind of cool. Like, I'm looking around, it's like, oh, there's a thing there. If I feel like going to it, I can. If not, I'll just...
Oh, totally. Yeah. And you would switch through the channels of what kind of things you want to find. And so
that's
we'll
awesome.
Grow those channels out. You know, we're working with a bunch of key people. I mean, one side of it, what are we looking for? We're looking for people to come in and do our be a part of our testing community. Other side, we're looking for partners that want to come in and get in the space with us. And we're really confident about the system that we've built. It's 100% proprietary, so we don't... It's not on anybody's SDK. It's super light. And
that's awesome.
And, you know, we're really proud to roll it out and share it now.
It's great.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate
you
guys having
us.
Leave cards, because I want to get in on the beta.
Okay, cool.
Because it sounds awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good rest of your conference.
Thank you. You too.